we're listening now to, is it God's Message or something? Or?
Yeah, that's the same.
God's Message?
Yeah.
Is it a good translation?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. And just a reminder, you're tuned to Timelines from Voice of Russia World Service. This is music taken from a special Japanese album.
Right.
Which was presented to me many, many years ago by a Japanese professor. So just a reminder, you're tuned to Timelines from Voice of Russia World Service. My special guest this weekend comes from Japan. He's Dr. Hashime Osaki. And I'm Esther Winters, and we will be back in just a minute. Please don't go away. World Service. We were listening there to some more Japanese music, and that was called God's Message. With me this time is Dr. Hashime Osaka, who is from Japan, and he's been with us here in Moscow for just over 6 months. Seems to be enjoying himself tremendously. Every
yes.
time I see you, you seem to be smiling away, very happy.
Yeah, I'm a happy person.
And will you just leave when you don't like it anymore? And go on to another country?
Probably.
But you want to stay here for as long as possible, it seems.
I do, for this moment. Yeah, so far I like it, I enjoy it.
But are you missing anything from back home in Japan?
Food, yeah.
Although, you see, that is another wrong impression that people get of a place like Moscow, that there is a Japanese restaurant on every corner.
Yeah.
And of course, I think it was you pointing out that a lot of the time this is not really authentic Japanese food.
Not really, no.
So what might you get? I mean, a bowl of noodles with a few vegetables thrown on top and it will be called special Japanese noodles or something. Is that the kind of thing?
In Moscow?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, and also, you know, sushi, people think it's just simple rice bowl and put a piece of fish, sliced fish, but it's much more sophisticated than that.
But you will agree with me that there are an awful lot of restaurants that do call themselves special Japanese restaurants.
Yeah. I heard there are about 400 Japanese restaurants, but I could say maybe only 5 of them are good. Yeah.
So you have already found 5 then?
Yeah. I talk with Japanese community. Yeah.
It seems to be the new fashion here that Russians love to eat.
Yes.
Japanese
sushi.
Yes, sushi. Oh. Yes. And of course you can get it sent home now. You can phone up.
I don't usually do that, but
companies, and they will bring it to your home.
Right.
Or you can order it via the internet, I believe.
I don't really do it, though.
No, I'm sure you don't. You just dream about going back home and laughing.
Yes.
Now, wouldn't it be better to work at the other side of the Russian Federation, nearer to home, so you could pop back home a bit quicker to eat some really good food?
Because maybe.
Of course, we have to explain to anyone out there in the world, look at your map from the Russian Federation, and you will see that our doctor here from Japan is miles away from his country, and if he was to work on the other side of the Russian Federation, he would be much closer.
Maybe, but I consider myself a citizen of the world, so I don't really mind where I live. I'm living in many different cities, so I don't really think the world is so big. It is big, but you can just take an airplane.
It's helped you no end, I think, that you did study in Britain.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, apart from
Mandarin and Japanese.
You have to speak a lot of English, don't you, while you're here?
Yeah. And I'm learning Russian too. I mean, not
I heard this on the grapevine that you're getting on very well with your Russian.
Yeah.
Is medical Russian difficult?
I don't know. I just enjoy learning foreign languages, so I don't take lessons, but now I can read and write, and I can say basic things and communicate with Russian people. If it's very simple, I start to know how do you call lung, how do you call kidney, how do you call fractures, or those kind of technical words, and
I have a very serious question to ask you.
Yes.
I've met you quite a few times now, and you never have a hat on. Surely this is very dangerous, isn't it?
I don't know. I never had any problems without having a hat, but...
How cold will you let it be before you go out and you purchase a hat or you put a hat on?
I experienced minus 15, but I was still okay.
This is absolutely amazing.
You think?
It's not a very good example for your patients, though, is it?
Well, maybe, but...
Is it to do with your hairstyle?
Yeah, a little bit.
You can't find a hat yet. Goes completely over those beautiful specs.
Yeah, maybe one day you can design one for me.
Oh, you've heard about me designing things.
Yeah.
That's on the grapevine too. Yeah. Yes, I do design a lot of things. Your main thing to achieve while you're here?
Yeah.
You want to write a book, or do you want to just carry on your experience to the next country where you go and work, or have you set yourself a target while you're here?
I don't know. My aim of my life is just the very last day of my life. I just look back and say, yes, I had fun. So I just want to have a good time. I like people in general, so I like talking with different countries, people, different cultures, and that's what I enjoy.
Is there anything you can't get used to that?
In Moscow?
Yes.
I don't know. I think I'm already used to it. I'm pretty well adapted, I would say. Yeah.
That's what people have said, yes, that you are.
Yeah.
And the best thing about being here is what? That you're always meeting new people, or what is it?
Best thing about being in Moscow?
Yes.
Especially?
Yes.
Not in foreign country, but Moscow.
Moscow, yes.
Well, I think I just like living in foreign countries, and Moscow, it gives me lots of challenge, and I enjoy communicating with foreigners, also Russian people, Russian people, foreigners, and the best thing in Moscow, I don't really like summer, so great
you
weather.
You don't like hot weather?
No, I like this weather here, dry and cold.
Just got a little couple of things left to say. They say that Moscow is the most expensive place now. Is it more expensive than Turkey?
Yes, in different ways, but yes. Because, for example, like if you want to go to a restaurant and you pay the same price, but maybe, let's say, like sushi, half as good as Japan. Obviously, because in Japan we have this as national food, yes? So fish are maybe more fresh. So in that sense, we are paying the same price, but the quality is half as good. Then in that sense, maybe it makes it more expensive. Mm. Maybe that's one thing. Other advice, many people think...
Oh yes, what would you like to advise the people out there in the world?
Yeah, many people think Russia or Moscow is dangerous. It's really not like this. So I think it's good for more foreigners to come in, more Russians to go abroad and interact. I think that's more important thing. Yeah.
So your advice to everybody is, don't worry, come this way, give it a chance.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yes.
Yeah.
You will have heard that we've turned up some more music. This is a composition from my guest who's coming on the program.
Okay.
Next time.
Right.
Who I hope that you'll also meet while you're here.
Hopefully, yes.
And I thank you very much for joining me on Timelines. Look forward to seeing you back in
radio again, but in the Science Talk studio.
All right.
And to join me for Doctor's Diary.
Okay.
And so, yes, thank you. And
thank you very much.
Do dash back to all those patients waiting for you.
All right.
I think you're a very popular doctor.
I'm not sure. Hopefully.
Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you very much.
My special guest this time was Dr. Hashimi Osaki from Japan. We're playing out with a composition composed by my special guest who will be with me next weekend. He's violinist and composer Alexei Topigo. So I hope you enjoy listening to part of this. From me, Esther Winters, cheerio, God bless.